Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hello and welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap. You are listening to episode number 93. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel. And on today's show, we have my good friend, Amy Smallers, who is somebody I met at an event about a year and a half ago. And it's just so important to get out there, meet people, because you never know what those connections and relationships will bring. So I'm so excited to introduce you to Amy. In 2013, she founded the Strategic Market Insight. In addition to being a certified high performance coach, she also in 2016 founded the Women's Biz Accelerator. She works with people who are purpose-driven and helps them to integrate work and personal life into their life. Whether it's through personal and professional coaching, strategic consulting, speaking engagements, or workshops, Amy works with you and your team to learn more about yourself than you would ever expect. Amy, welcome to the show. I'm so excited and happy that you're here. Thanks for doing this today.
Oh, thank you, Stacy, so much. I'm excited.
Oh, me too. Now, I want to dive right in, but before we do that, is there anything I missed in your bio? Anything you want to share today?
I mean, you covered a lot of it. It sounds great when you say that.
So all right, perfect. No, I know. And it's so funny because people always say, wow, you make me sound so good.
Right. But
absolutely. So if you're ready, I want to know about the story, you know, back when you decided to start a business, how you figured out, do I have a great idea? And you decided I'm going to commit to win versus cutting your losses and doing something else.
Well, that's such a great question of, you know, the idea or the timing of when I decided to start my business. And I think of that and call it my new first day, because a little over 3 years ago, what had happened is I was working in a corporate environment and had a great team, loved the team, loved the president that I reported to. And he was honestly the reason I went to that company, was to really work with him. And that Tuesday afternoon, we got an email from the London office saying we had to come in for, you know, a senior team meeting. And nothing good. There was nothing good about that. It was just, okay, something's going to happen.
Right, and that gut feeling.
I did. And luckily I had I always have a mentor, but the one that I had at the time, I literally called her on the train ride home and said, I need to meet you tomorrow morning. And she did. And she gave me the best advice ever, which was, okay, don't have a poker face, which I don't. So she said, you know, just sit there, take some deep breaths. You know, pretend you're taking notes if you can't, and just listen, right? So long story short, what had happened is we walked in that room and everyone was there but the president, because he'd been let go the evening before on the way to dinner. I didn't know what was happening. He didn't know what was happening. Pretty much no one in the U.S. office knew what was happening. And that started about a week-long process of me thinking, okay, what is it that I like to do? What am I good at doing? How can I contribute best and use my strengths? And what is it that's not working? Because I knew I couldn't stay there. So it was either find another job in another company, which this would probably happen, which three of the companies I did think about going to, it did.
Right. And then,
or it's, you know, go out on my own and really just, you know, strap it up and say, okay, I like to do this. I'm good at doing this. Let me start doing it. And that's when I went out. So less than 3 weeks to that day, I launched my company. I had 4 clients out the gate. And then what was the other amazing thing was, once I started doing this work, one of my clients who I had known for years had really said to me, you know, Amy, this is great. We love your research, but you know, my team really likes you. So can you help them, you know, communicate with their clients better?
Right.
And that launched more of the trainings and the workshops. And then I went on to get certified in coaching as well as some other methods. And so that's where I ended up, where I am today. But that factor really pushing of an outside force really to get me to think about it, that was really when I decided to go out and do it.
Great. Well, great story. And, you know, it's just so hard because when you're in the moment and that just feels like this most devastating situation that could possibly happen to you. But really, I mean, some of those things we need to go through to get where we are today and to make those tough decisions to move forward and do our own thing. So as much as I'm sure you were probably, you know, very down during that time, I mean, what a great story to get you in the right path and get you to do what you were really made to do.
No, you're right. And I think, you know, for everyone listening to this too, there's been at least one, probably a dozen different points in our lives where it wasn't the easiest thing, excuse me, to go through. But looking back, it was almost, it was meant to be in that way. And it really served you well to have that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Amy, tell me, like, what are one or two personal strengths that you bring to the table in your business?
That's a great question. Also, lots of great questions today. I love doing these. I think the idea of the strengths, one of them, and you bring this up, and I was thinking about this earlier this morning, because I was doing some writing for one of my blog posts, and it came to mind of the idea of winning a race versus being a winner over the long haul. And that comes from, you know, Seth Godin, love his blog, and I subscribe and read it every day. And it got me thinking that really some of the strengths that I have are the idea that, okay, I'm not running a race. I'm in this for the long haul. And I know that, you know, I learn something new every day and I contribute, you know, things daily to people to help them learn something new or share something. So it's honestly the understanding that it's not a quick fix or a magic bullet, and then I'll just take off and it's done. It's really that day in and day out and reason for doing it. So it's almost the realization that, you know, to be a winner every day is to just show up and do your best every day.
Yeah. And I like that you're talking about the long haul and really winning in this overall and not just on a day-to-day basis too, because there's so many times that we can't see that far in the future. And we are just doing these quick, very fast choices to help us win today instead of really looking at that overall picture. And I just think it's so crucial to be able to do that. And I actually just did a Periscope on my 12-month calendar that I do. And I've got this system in place where I look at the whole year, and some people just can't fathom looking that far out into the future. But I think you need to do that to really have that success.
I agree. And I love that because when I remember talking with you for my podcast, I wrote that down and I've started to do that.
Yeah.
So, have it. So thank you for that.
But yeah, absolutely.
I do have that. And it makes such a big difference because for some people, like you're saying, it can be overwhelming at first. But in all honesty, when you see it all out in front of you, you just have a better idea.
Yeah.
Of
what's
there.
Make better choices when you're having to decide, you know, should I be doing this or should I not? I mean, it's just easier to see.
Yes.
Great. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about money and finances because a lot of us, we start these businesses because we're passionate about what we're doing and we don't know anything about money and finances and how to really make this business work. So do you have any stories from building your business that our, let's call them financial learning lessons, anything that you can share with us to help our listeners, you know, learn from our mistakes and move forward in their business?
Oh, sure. How much time do we have?
Yeah, I know.
for this interview? There's honestly so many, but that's okay because that's part of the process, I think. And hopefully by the listeners hearing all these mistakes, they can make different ones and then share with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Let us cut the fast track there.
That's right. But when it comes to financial mistake, one of them that really sticks out is, you know, so when I was launching the business, you know, you're the one wearing all of the hats, but you also, coming from where I was in the corporate world, I was used to certain types of systems to be in place.
Yeah.
And I completely underestimated the time, the financial sink into it, as well as my own time. There was a CRM tool, like the client resource management type of tool. And I went in way above my head of where I needed to be to get it started. Cause I thought, well, I'm building this business. Of course I need this. And, you know, long story short, after longer than I'd like to admit, I finally realized I do not need this big system. I'm only using 10 or 15% of it, and I'm sinking all this money into it. And I simplified. And I have to say, once I simplified, it's not necessarily because the tool that I stopped using is amazing, and I have friends that use it. It's great. But I went to the simpler version and was able to increase the engagement of my community and members and my membership site and all those sorts of things, because I think for me, it was easy for me to use. And so I did more.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I think while there are many financial business mistakes, and my husband could probably list more than I have in my head, but that was one of the biggest ones, the bigger ones, at least initially, of going for something that I didn't, that was, I don't want to say out of reach, because it's not out of reach, but doing something that's more expensive and more sophisticated than I needed at the time.
Yeah. And there's just so many tools out there that can really overcomplicate things. And when you feel that overwhelm, I mean, that's when, like you said, you only start to use 10 or 15% because you're just not even aware of what else it could be doing.
Right.
And, you know, that was actually one of the mistakes that I made in my business too, is I went with because you always think you need the best tool.
Yeah.
So I did the same thing. I went in and I bought the best CRM and realized that I just really didn't need it. And there's so many cheaper tools out there. One of the ones that I recommend now is ConvertKit. I mean, you can start for $29 a month, and they have some incredible, incredible resources, way easier reports than what I had been using. And it's just, I think that's such a great example, because sometimes we think, well, I'm going to have the success of this, so I need the biggest and the best thing that's out there. So you've got to understand that maybe, yes, that's true, but you can level up when the time is right instead of sinking all of these dollars into it and then not fully utilizing it.
Exactly. Yes.
Great. Well, great example. And before we move on, let's just take a quick moment to thank our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook tool of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap. Again, that's audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap for your free audiobook today. All right, we are back. Amy, I've just got a couple more questions. I really want to pick your brain and get to know your thoughts. So I want to ask you about your business. You know, is it running you? And the big question I always ask everybody is about work-life balance. I want to hear your definition for work-life balance. And do you even think it exists? Because there are some people that really have strong opinions on this, and I want to get to know what you think. And if it does exist, do you have it?
I am so glad you asked this question. So I don't believe it exists. So I'm on that side, because
fair enough.
Yeah. So what I say is, you have life and you balance what's in front of you. Right. And so work is part of your life, you know, being part of, and I have two young boys that are 7 and 8. And so spending time with my kids and friends and all sorts of different obligations and boards and things like that. So I tend to say, yes, we have balance. I don't like to call it work-life balance. I just call it life balance, because it's for me, it's more inclusive. And I use that with my clients in the workshops that I do. It's okay. It's hard to separate out those pieces. At least it has been for me. And so once I came to that realization that, okay, I have life and I happen to be, you know, working on the podcast now, or I happen to be writing a book, or I happen to be volunteering at my kid's school, all of that's life. And so that's where I tend to fall on that spectrum, if you will, of that definition.
And you know, somebody I was on Onward Nation's podcast today, and they interviewed me, and we brought up my workflow and my questions that I ask on here. And I brought this question up, and he said, well, what's your answer? And I had never really been asked that question, but I really believe that we just titled it the wrong phrase. I believe in whatever it is, but I think work-life balance, like you just said, it's just the wrong way to phrase it, because your work is part of your life. So I 100% agree with you on that aspect there. And as much as controversial as this question is going back and forth, you know, I always say that people always convince me on the episode, like, yeah, you know, you are right. It is this way or it's that way. So I appreciate your take on that. So
Oh, thank you for sharing.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you about delegating and outsourcing. So is there anything, whether it's at home or at work, is there anything that you have finally delegated that should have been done a long time ago?
Yes. So there's some, and this may sound silly, but I'll share it anyway, because it is on the personal side where I have essentially delegated, and or Dave, my husband, volunteered. So he does all the grocery shopping, for instance. So yeah. I don't like to do it. I'm not good at it. I never buy the right things. it's a mess when I go. I'll go for quick things. But just having, and this is something we came basically to an agreement, because we talk about we don't have a 50-50 relationship. It's 100-100, and we bring things to the table on that. And we just had this open discussion of, okay, you're good at this, and then I'm good at this, and vice versa. And so that happened to be one, the delegating of that, which as silly as it is, it saves me stress of having to go and, you know, the 2 hours a week it takes to get there and shop and come home.
Absolutely. Well, and what I like that you just brought up, because a lot of times when I talk about delegating and outsourcing, I'll have people say, but I don't have a team. I don't have anybody to delegate to. And I always say, but you're forgetting about your significant other, because here's the thing. You are in this relationship where you're working together. And when I was talking about this at my live event, it was so funny because I had somebody in the audience who was coming today but couldn't come tomorrow. And she came the next day and I said, hey, I thought you weren't coming. And she said, well, I just learned I can delegate to my husband. So I called him and he's doing everything I need to get done today so I can be here.
I love that.
I thought that was hilarious. But it just goes to show to you though, you have a team at home. You know, if you have somebody, there are people there to help you. And it doesn't have to be a significant other. You know, maybe you're single still, but you've got a sister you can call and say, hey, is there any way you could help me with this or with that? So I think it's so important to know that there are people around you that are willing to help and they want to see you do good things. So don't forget about them. So I love that you brought up your husband. I think that's great.
No, it's really great the way that it works. And you're right. If you're not married or, you know, our kids clean the bathrooms, you don't have, you know, hired labor internally, you are stuck to do it. You know, having, like you're saying, friends, neighbors, family, you know, people are actually like to be asked to help. It's hard to ask for it, but I have found, at least I know for me, I like being asked if someone, you know, needs some help. And so that's a big part. But then the part for professionally, though, is I have delegated. So I finally broke down, and you talk about feeling like you're by yourself and working with a virtual assistant. And she's a lifesaver, and I can't really remember what my life was like before I was working with Katie. She's amazing. And I delegated a lot of the podcast work to her, as well as updating my website, which is going to be updated in the next month. And it's just things where, okay, I can have the fun talking to people, interviewing them and doing the intro, and she does everything else. And it gets done. And when I started, and I think it's in my nature, I have to do everything. I need to learn. I need to know how it works. And you get to a point to say, well, if I understand some of it, great. And then she handles it perfect.
Yeah, you just have to have that overall understanding to know if they're doing it incorrectly.
Yes.
You know, because you don't want to not know and then hire somebody and you don't even realize they're doing a bad job. So yeah, I think just get that overall sense of what needs to be done and then get it off your plate, delegate it. So good. I'm so glad that you're having success with your VA. I can't imagine not having a VA, somebody to really, so a virtual assistant, I apologize if you don't know what that is, a virtual assistant to really help take things off your plate that you don't need to be doing, that somebody could easily be doing for like a quarter, maybe even less of the cost of what it takes for you to do it. So great, great advice, Amy. Now, before we go, I want to give you just a couple quick questions of the ultimate guide of the Business Rescue Roadmap. So what do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur?
Well, for me, what I really enjoy most is being able to kind of set the tone and set the pace and set the destination, if you will, or whatever that destination will be for now, you know, because that changes as you go through. But that for me is one of the best parts because it allows my creative side to come out and develop those pieces, but then also kind of work through the challenges to get there. So I really love that part.
Well, and then the opposite question, what's the most challenging part for you?
I would actually say the same thing. I have to set my own tone. No, honestly, I think one of the challenging things, because as much as I love to do that and set things on course, there's also that challenge of making sure I am keeping myself where I need to be going, because there's, you know, I'm being the head of it. It's sort of, okay, I set this and now I have to, you know, finish and move on with this. And so that, I think, is one of the, it's a fun challenge, but I think one of the bigger challenges.
Yeah. And it's so funny because I think a lot of times when people ask, you know, what are your strengths? A lot of times my strengths are my weaknesses sometimes. So I do think that that makes sense that you say, you know, it is your favorite part, but it's also a really big challenge. So makes complete sense. Now, what is an online go-to tool that you use every day to either help save your business or rescue your life?
So for me, I learned a lot from you when we were talking, and I always learn from you about the different tools that you have available. I think for me, I don't use as many as I probably could, but one of them that I found really helpful is Calendly, which enables me to schedule podcast interviews. So as I mentioned, I can have the conversation and say, hey, yes, come on the show and great, I'd love to. And all I have to do is send a link, and then the person goes to, or the person or their assistant or whomever goes to the calendar, finds the day and the time and fills it in. And on the occasion where, you know, if something has to be rescheduled, it's still very easy to do it that way. And so it saves a lot of back and forth time, and it just pops up. Okay, great. Oh, I have this, the interviews this week. So
yeah. And I love Calendly. There's actually a free version and a paid version. So a lot of times the free version is good enough for what you're looking for. So I think that's a great tool to share with everybody. And I don't think we've shared it on the show yet. So it's a great new tool that we haven't mentioned. I will make sure to put this in the show notes, guys, just so you can go there, click it, and look for it. Remember, this is episode 93. So if you go to stacytusher.com/93, you'll get all of Amy's show notes, the links, everything we talked about in the show so that you can link there too. So great tool, great tip. I appreciate that. And Amy, before we go, one last solid piece of advice for any of my entrepreneurs listening who are really just ready to level up their business and their life.
So for me, a solid piece of advice, and one that I have written on my wall, really in my office at home, is be careful what you choose to do, who you choose to do it with, and who you do it for. And for me, that's why it's such a great piece of advice for me, because, you know, time is precious, and unlike money, you can't get it back, right? Once you've spent it, it's gone. And it's really coming to that realization that being really aware of what I'm choosing to do, who I'm doing it with, why I'm choosing that, enables me to go through this process of, okay, if I want to go to the next level, or go 10x the next level, or 100x the next level, if what I'm choosing to do, is that going to get me there? You know, or is there something else I could be doing? Because especially as entrepreneurs, and anybody listening, really, there's so many different things we can do every day. And so it's that challenge of really choosing what's going to get me forward, what's going to allow me to do X, you know, you fill in that blank. But it's that awareness of choice, I think.
Yeah, those are great questions to ask yourself. And to know that everything you do comes down to a decision, and you're the person that holds that fate. So great advice, Amy. Thank you so much.
Oh, sure.
Before we go, where can my listeners find more about you and your products and programs and everything you have to offer?
Oh, well, thank you. So I do, my website at amysmallers.com is, you can go there. You can find my book, Living Intentionally, How to Bring Balance to You and Your Life, is there. Also, there's a link to my publishing company, Warriors Publishing House, for that book, as well as the upcoming books that are going to be published this year. In addition, if you sign up, I'm offering a free course, a 3 steps to goal success. If it's something you'd be interested in trying out, I'm making it free for the listeners. And so I'll be sharing in the show notes the code you can use for that, and download that for yourself.
Great. Perfect. And I will make sure we put that link in there as well. And you know, Amy, this is always, it's always a pleasure talking with you. You bring such great value to us, and I appreciate your time. I know you're a very busy woman, so thank you for being here today.
Oh, no, thank you. I enjoyed it.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytuschel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.